Blog Talk Radio.
Cloudy skies and rain clouds have come to stay. Windy nights and sad sights won't go away.
La 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 la.
But I wanna be without a care. Unicorns and butterflies everywhere.
Thank each and every last one of you all for tuning in to She's On Radio with your host, KC Carnot of the Richmond, Virginia area code, zip code, and all those things. And the song is gay, but you don't have to. I swear, that song is gay. Like, First of all, before I even go into that, everybody welcome Chopper back to She's On Radio.
What's happening, everybody? What's happening?
Chopper, let me ask you a question, Mike. When you heard that music, did that music just make you want to go in the closet, reach all the way down to when you was in like 5 years old and grab that little tutu, that little chili skirt, and just dance around and spin in circles? Like, I don't know.
You got to get the tutu in the hula hoop, man.
Oh, no, that music just like, woo.
Yeah, that song is here. Gotta get a rainbow, gotta get it.
Exactly, man. How was your weekend?
Oh, man, it was great. I'm going to the, fashion show on August 2nd in Silver Springs.
Okay.
Yeah, you know, it's a natural hair show.
Oh, a hair show. You got a lot of hair. They going to be working all day. Are they going to do your hair?
Nah, one of my good friends is actually in it. And I support everything that is LGBT. And this is actually being done by a gay man, which is amazing with hair. So I'm just trying to get into all the aspects because the music industry, the fashion industry, the everything is all connected in one.
Right. That's gonna be great. That's gonna be amazing right there. Fashion show.
Yeah, so I'm gonna be up there turning out like yes, bitch, yes.
No, that's right. You better snap on him. You better you walk, you know, what you need to do is be like, look, let me walk and show these Chopper t-shirts. I know you got some Chopper t-shirts, you know what I'm saying?
I actually I do the female shirts. I don't do shirts for us doms. I do more of like the bandanas and keychains for the dominant women. You know, I'd rather do hats and all that for the studs.
Well, I have to go get one of those fem t-shirts. Because sometimes I just felt like that little rainbow girl on the song that we were just listening to.
I posted a throwback Thursday picture.
I saw it.
And everybody was like, oh, my God.
What was that? Like, when you're tagged in something and, like, you first look to see what you're tagged in before you see who tagged you? I was like, whoa, who was that? Then it said the top Chopper lock. I was like, oh, man. Like, I had to look six times. Like, I couldn't believe it. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, my God, is that you? And I'm like, all you have to do is look at the chest of stars. I was like, it's me. I was like,
well, that's definitely a blessing. When you definitely can pull it off both ways. You know what I'm saying? Like, it doesn't matter. Well, first of all, you're a woman regardless. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, you pulled it off. You look good as a woman. And you look good as a pretty boy too. I'm gonna call you a pretty boy because you're a pretty boy. You know what I'm saying? Look good as a pretty boy too. So I salute you. Boom. Because, you know, if I was put on a dress, I would look like Mr. Brown with the toupee. And, you know, then I'd be looking like Madea with some earrings on. You know, they're just, you know, I
try. My main objective in this industry is not to look like a man. People used to ask me all the time, especially when I was younger, because I didn't have boobs until I had my daughter. And people would say, if you're a guy, you're absolutely handsome. But if you're a woman, you're absolutely gorgeous. So even if I tried to be a man, it shit wouldn't work. Especially with these big-ass titties I got now.
I don't know, man. Rick Ross got some big ones. Well, he don't got, I don't know. I haven't seen his titties since he lost weight, but he had some titties on him. So I don't know. I just feel like if Rick Ross can get on stage and shake his titties, well, we can't. I don't get it. I just don't get it. I never got that. Sometimes, you know, I want to go shake my titties at the beach, too, you know.
You got to go to that new beach, man.
I might pass off.
You're going to be fucked up because you're going to be seeing some saggy-ass balls and shit.
Mm-mm, I don't want to see that, honey. No.
You know.
No, I'm good.
I went to a pride here in D.C. I think it's called Capital Pride. And I swear to God, I was so shocked because these females was walking outside with no shirts on. I'm like, that's legal in D.C.?
They have one in D.C.?
It was called Capital Pride. It was in it wasn't the Black Pride. It was Capital Pride. And these guys actually had no shirts on.
Oh my goodness!
And their titties was hanging to their kneecaps, just slanging and dangling.
Well, look, as long as they had their titties out, honey, it's okay. Had nipples to their knees, nipples and knees. That's all you see is ash and nipples and knees. Lord.
I need to make that into a song. Jesus, that's cold as hell. I thought that into a song. We were going crazy. Nipples to your knees.
Yes, nipples and knees, honey. Nipples to the knees. Yes, that's going to be exactly. I'm going to need you to record that ASAP. Nipples to the knees. Yes, with a good old... we want to say a good old beat so we can play it now. Yes. Go to the beach, nipples to knees. Nipples to knees. Yes, I think that'd be hot, man. I rock it. And 1K, what are you looking at? Are you mad because your nipples are to your knees? Yes. That's chopper. It needs you bad at the stores.
I'm going to find somebody to do some special effects to make them look like they bungee ropes and shit. But they just bounce them in your bag out.
Yes.
Oh,
yes, honey.
Yes, it's too much.
Stop making me laugh. I'm not.
Hey.
I'm at. I needed that, though. I needed that today. Lord,
yes. Got to go into your little world and escape sometimes, man. I understand.
Yeah, man. But you know what, though?
Did you see the post I posted for everybody who was having a bad day the other day?
Man, I'm about to go look at it. Maybe I should have seen that.
Yeah. When you get a phone, you got to go to my page and watch. The turtles are talking.
Exactly, man. But are you talking about them turtles doing it?
Yes, I thought it was like...
Yeah, did you get a noise? It was like, I don't know. I was trying to figure out was it real, like...
Yeah, that's terrible. And they had sex like normal folks.
Oh, my goodness, them turtles was getting it in, honey. I was like, Lord, I didn't know whether to go in the corner and help them or what. Like, it was turning me on a little bit. I'm going to keep it real with you. I was like, damn, turtles are getting it.
What? Turtles getting it. That shit
was crazy. I was like, no, how come the turtles getting it? I can't take this. It was real. I was real mad. You know what I'm saying? Well, it turned me on a little bit. I'm sorry, y'all. Yeah, KC is a little crazy freak. I am sorry, but them turtles having sex. Did you see the one with the two puppets was doing 69? It was crazy. I just posted it today.
The puppets?
Yeah, there were two puppies, and they was doing 69. It was crazy.
Oh, my God, look at this shit. That shit on your Facebook page.
Man, I almost fell out my chair. I was sitting up chilling. This look, I was like, man, we go on Facebook. See, somebody posted with the first thing that popped up. I'm like,
oh, man.
Oh, have mercy. These nasty people. Man, these nasty puppets. I'm saying, these puppets can get in, man. So, and again, I asked myself the question. The puppets get in. What's wrong with KC? I just don't understand it.
Yeah.
I'm hating on animals, man.
Yeah. You was crazy. Oh, my God. Too
hey. Too much chopper. Chopper, chopper. Ladies, we did the interview the other day, right? So now what's it going to be for y'all? I'm going to let y'all have your time with Chopper. Ask Chopper anything. Ask her, Chopper, do you like chicken? Chopper, where you come from? Merry Christmas. Say anything to Chopper. You know what I'm saying? The lines are open. If you're on line 646-716-6977. Press number one. If you're online right now, press the number one. Talk to Chopper.
You know, we got
they was furious, little Chopper. They was furious last week. We was furious on Wednesday.
Yeah,
I won't make it up to him and get him the whole show. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, last week they just shut it down.
Yeah,
I can't get through.
Man, it was crazy. It was crazy, and I was just mad. I'm like, what? We're not even going to tell them what happened. You know what happened.
I was mad.
I was like, whoa. You know what I'm saying? But we ain't even going to let that sweat us. We back. And all it took was another day. You know, so y'all ladies, press that number one. Talk to Chopper. Ask Chopper anything. 571-282. Talk to her.
Hello.
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 How are you?
I'm fine. Hi, Chopper.
I'm good. How are you? Oh, yeah, keep going.
I'm doing fine. I wanted to ask you a personal question.
And what's that?
Okay, so if, speaking hypothetically, if I wanted to take you out on the ultimate romantic date, what would you like for me to do? Like, how can a woman wine and dine Chopalaka?
Well, surprisingly, I am not hard to please. I am with anything. Like, I'll try anything at least once, preferably by the water. I am a water person. So
okay.
If you were to take me out, definitely keep that in mind. Like, I do the harbors, the beach, the whole nine. But I'm definitely not hard to please because I'd rather have a picnic on the beach versus going into a restaurant. So just keep it sexy.
Okay. Okay. Wow. I wanted to say that I am so in love with your music. I just wanted to call and to support you and everything. And do you know who you're talking to?
The voice sounds very, very familiar. What's the area code?
It's 571-282.
What's up, Mama?
Hi, how are you?
So, in other words, you want to take me on a date?
What'd you say?
In other words, you want to take me on a date?
I too.
Hey, let's get it in. I'm in the area.
All right. Okay, that was it.
Okay, no problem, baby. Have a nice day.
Nice talking to you.
You too.
Okay.
Hello.
I know that's right-handed.
Yeah, she can take me out any day.
Right. But she read, look, she is writing those notes there, honey. She going to find you. Yes, she is.
Exactly. I got a shout out Shantae from Wilmington, North Carolina. She's afraid to talk to me, but I do acknowledge the fact that you just hit me up. And I have much love for you tonight.
Aww. I know she's over there like, woo!
Dropping a shot at me out, honey.
Yes, girl. Look, she'll be like Kermit. She's going to be like Kermit sipping that tea, but that's just none of my business. Yeah. Don't be scared to come on here and talk to Chopper. She is a humble person. She's humble.
I'm chill.
She is a humble person.
Like,
I know she listens, man.
When I respond to people, they be like, oh, my God, you said hello.
I know.
I be like, what? How
yeah.
are you? I'm still
I have a question.
What's that?
Oh, go ahead. I'm sorry. I was talking all over you. Go ahead and say it again.
Okay, I'm regular people. It's just so happy.
Yes,
I work in an entertainment business.
Cool people. Humble. Good. And the one thing I like about you is that you keep it a stat with your supporters. It's like, it's not like you don't see too many people, like especially like people in the mainstream or the lesbian mainstream industry that, you know, get on their Facebook like, look, play little games with your fans, your supporters, and even call them. You know what I'm saying? Like, I know that makes... Right, you know what I'm saying? Like, I see that, and it's like, right, you know what I'm saying? I see that, and I know that makes people day. Like, you know, especially somebody that's supporting you and putting all the energy into you and your craft, you know what I mean? And then you call them, it's like, oh, my God, I talked to her. And I bet you that person sleeps so well at night. You know what I'm saying? Like,
right.
I don't know.
Like, some people, I thought, like, all of them are amazing. But I actually
right.
give them the opportunity to have a normal conversation with me. And it's not all, you know, I want to know my supporters. Like, if
right.
you're having an issue and I can help you, fuck, tell Papa. You know, like last year, I put out a post on my Facebook, and I was like, let me know of a family you know that is in dire need of Christmas.
Right.
And this one girl hits me up and was talking about a totally different woman, which caught my attention because I'm like, whoa, she had the opportunity to take slam money from me.
Right.
But she was like, I need you to call this young lady. But I guess the kids had, their mom had passed and the grandmother was taking care of them. To this day, I still talk with this woman after I gave her Christmas. I was like, don't worry about anything. I will take care of all of it. So at the end of the day, like I tell people, I'm from the streets. Like everything that I have had, whatever, I wasn't born with it. I didn't have a lot of things that most kids had growing up, you know. So
right.
as I got older, I wanted to be able to make a change in life, and I wanted to be able to help people, and that's like my main goal. At the end of the day, yes, I want to be this great lesbian icon. But the
right.
whole purpose behind it is to be able to say, you know what, it's Thanksgiving. Go get a damn truck, fill it up with turkeys, let's go cook and pass it out. You know, that's
right.
my main goal is to be able to bring back to the community. So, and that's why I chose to do Monday Night Talk with Chopper, where I picked one of my fans, because you never know what someone's going through. Like,
right.
I might call you in the midst of you trying to take your life. I mean, it could be anything to uplift someone just to say, hello, how are you? You know,
right.
and not talk about myself. Like, of course, they ask me questions, but I also return the favor and have a normal conversation with, like, what's your name? Where are you from? Do you have kids? Like, I want to know all of this about my fans, because at the end of the day, I will not be Chopper without them.
Right.
So, I love my fans.
Yes, for that answer. Yes. I had to drink me some electrolyte water to that one, honey.
Oh, yeah, my ass sitting here eating Burger King. Or
that sounds good. Stop it now. Stop.
Then I'm going to have to go run on a treadmill because I done sat here and ate this damn food this week.
I'm going to need you to talk about food on this phone because... I'm going to get hungry. And I'm going to look home. I'll be right back, everybody. Please stop talking about food. You know I'm always hungry. Come on with you.
I swear I'm going to bring you a chicken and mumbo sauce when I come down.
Man, I'm hungry. I'm still thinking about that chicken and mumbo sauce, man.
And get you some of that mumbo sauce.
Exactly, man. Ladies, press that number one if you want to talk to Chopper. Stop being scared. She's not going to bite you, I promise you. Area code 270-484, that chicken and mumbo sauce. Talk to Chopper.
Hello.
Hi, sweetheart. How are you?
Hey, I'm fine. Hey, Casey.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm good. How you doing, Chopper?
I'm good, sweetheart. I'm chilling. How are you tonight?
I'm fine. I'm fine. I'm on my lunch break. So,
oh, what we have for lunch?
Huh?
What we have for lunch?
None. Nothing right now.
Oh, so that ain't going to work. What's really going on?
I know, right? I just wanted to call in and say hello. That's all.
Oh, hello to you too, sweetheart. You're amazing. Thank you.
You don't know who I am, do you?
Give me a
you
name.
Don't know who I am, do you?
I'm sure I'm supposed to.
No, like I DM'd you on Instagram and I was like, I'm Lady World, I think, 502 on Instagram.
Oh, hi, how are you? Oh my God, you called. You actually got the heart to call.
Yeah, my heart is beating fast too. My heart is beating real, real fast. No, I just wanted to say hello and keep up the good work.
Thank you.
I'm listening to your music, so I like it.
I'm actually about to drop a new album and a mixtape soon, but I'll
I'm in Kentucky, so send it through whatever.
I got
I want to hear it.
All you got to do, DM me. Don't post it on the internet. DM me your address, and I'll shoot it out to you.
Okay. I'm way in Kentucky, so that'd work just fine for me. You crazy.
That's what he is. I'm going to come give me some of that old good old Kentucky food. So if you get a phone call or a DM from Chopper, and I say I'm in Kentucky, you're not going to bring me some food.
I'm in Louisville, so Big Mama's a soul food place, so you'll love it, actually.
I mean, I'm with it. I'm with it. I'm coming to all cities that got good soul food.
Big Mama, just know that. You'll love it, for real.
That's what's up, baby.
I'm going to go back to work. I am. Bye, Casey.
All right, sweetheart.
All right.
All right. Big Mama's. Lord, that sounds like it's delicious.
Yeah,
that's the name of it. Like, who is Big Mama? I bet
with some cabbage and some more shit going on.
Man, sounds like she could slap a mean rib on the thing, boy. I'm hungry, Lord. See, you know, look what you done started, man.
I know Big Mama.
Yes, where is Big Mama at,
honey? I can tell you, you know I'm going to Google this spot when I get off here.
Man, I need to holler at Big Mama right now. Is she single? Yes, I think I need to give me a Big Mama in my life.
So
Big Mama.
The single life is excellent, my dear.
Yes, Big Mama sounds like she'll take care of everybody in the family. Ain't just
everybody.
I just like the name,
down.
Big Mama. Big Mama, where are you? Are you on the line right now? Press one. For real.
Yeah.
Exactly, man. Definitely. Ladies, press the number one if you want to talk to Chopper. She's right here. If you're listening online, I'm going to need you to dial 646-716-6977. Ask her anything. Ask her what color draw she got on. Ask her where she's from. Ask her where you can find her music at. Ask her anything. Speaking of that, Chopper, while we waiting on somebody else to press number one, somebody just inboxed me and wanted me to ask you a question. Let's see. Let's go to the online question. If you're scared to talk to Chopper, online. You can inbox me, or you can inbox her, and she'll recite the question on the radio with a shout-out. Sounds great. Sounds awesome, right? So y'all better get your shouts out, honey. Okay. I'm thinking this is Yenawine. Hold on. It's coming. I have notifications blocking. Okay. Yenawine So Beauty. Just X. Hola, Casey. Dot, dot. Can you please ask Choppa, where can I find her music? Choppa.
My music, you can either A, go on Google or Bing, the name Choppa Locker, and 129 pages will come up from the mixtapes with Lil Wayne to Young Jesus making the next hit to my connection with Deborah Anthony, which is the woman of Love and Hip Hop, and also the creator of Nicki Minaj. Also mixtapes with DJ Femi, or you can go to Reverb Nation / The Real Choppa Locker. Also, you can go on SoundCloud, The Real Choppa Locker. Everything connected to me is The Real Choppa Locker. So you can just Google it or go to any one of my websites and just type in, or any music website and type in The Real Choppa Locker, and it'll pull up a massive selection of my music.
Okay, okay. So you're the word. I hope that answers your question, as well as everybody else that's on the line, because I definitely know everybody want to know where they can hear your music at. We got a couple callers that's pressing number one. Woohoo! 516-623. Talk to Choppa.
Hello.
Hello, how are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm good. You're cheesing over there. I can hear it through your voice.
I'm high as hell. But anyway, I have a question.
Yes, ma'am.
Like, are we going to get a Pop and Molly's remix?
I actually thinking about it and talking it over with Deb recently, and she thinks I should put Plies on it.
Hmm.
So there's a possibility that Papa Molly's and Kitty Kitty will be remixed out on the new album.
Oh, that sounds good. That sounds nice. I love, like, when I'm in the car, I'm bumping that hard, like, hard body. Like, I love that song. I love it. I love it.
That's awesome to know. What state are you calling from?
New York.
That's crazy. I was just in New York on Saturday.
Really?
I went to New Jersey when I came over to New York because I had to meet with Deb. So, yeah, and I know y'all was out there. I've been chilling, man.
Right. That's crazy.
But who knows? I might make a special trip.
Well, I'm coming, to Sheep Hide. Definitely, definitely cannot wait to meet you.
Okay.
Well, that was the question I had. That was it. So you guys enjoy your day.
No problem. Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right, now, Choppa. Woo!
Bumping in that New York, baby.
Yeah, she sounds nice.
Exactly.
Oh, we got another one. 757. It's actually from VA right here. 757-240. Talk to Choppa.
Hello?
Choppa.
Yeah.
Hi, Choppa.
Hi, honey.
How are you?
I'm great, sweetheart. And yourself?
I'm good.
What's happening?
I just wanted to say hi, because you told me to, so I had to come through. You know who this is?
What's the area code again?
757.
That's Virginia.
But I'm not in Virginia. I'm in North Carolina. You know who it is?
Hey, you.
Hey, baby.
How you feeling today?
I'm doing okay, I guess. I still feel the same way. So I guess.
Text me and hit me up about it. We'll talk later.
Of course.
All right, baby girl.
But other than that, you all right?
I can't complain at all. You know me.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, what's that about me? Mm-hmm.
I see that you got another hat. You ain't fussing no more about that hat.
Oh, no, they put it back together.
I told you.
I'm trying to just pay about my $150 hat.
Mm-hmm. I told you.
By the time I got back in, the hat was back together.
I told you, them kisses worked, didn't they?
Mm-hmm.
Sure did. But I don't want nothing. I just called because I couldn't get through last week, even though I was out to dinner, and I'm trying to get through to you.
That's what's up. I definitely appreciate you.
Mm-hmm. And we'll talk.
All right, Mama.
Okay. Good night.
Good night.
All right, we have area code 909-231. Talk to Chopper.
Hello?
My name is Athena, actually. Hello,
oh,
Chopper?
Yes, yes.
I'm fine. How are you guys doing?
All right, are you?
I was calling to tell you guys that I admire you guys' talent. Keep up the good work. And I would love for you guys to do something like this on the California team. Because I've never seen nothing like that. You know, I start watching the YouTube videos and I start seeing, you know, the little town. I'm like, that's tight, you know. They don't have nothing like that in California. So.
Oh, wow. Well, we're going to have to make our way over to California.
Oh, yeah. You're going to want to stay, though, once you come up out here, though.
Hey, I'm with it. Y'all got beaches. So I'm chopping with these there.
Oh, yeah. So we're going to go to San Diego, Huntington Beach. Every
hey, I would give me a jet ski and Chopper is there, honey.
Hey, mm-hmm. But I want to ask one question. I just need to know this. Are you really gangster like that, which, the way you was playing in the movie?
I actually play myself.
Oh, so you are.
I am one of those people. I ain't
right,
got time for. Like, I ain't got time for it. At the end of the day, I
right,
don't take
right,
shit
right.
from nobody. And that's as well as my personal life. But Chopper is – that's why Chopper Lock is named Chopper.
Right.
So I'm actually playing myself.
I admire that because, you know, you can relate. You can actually play that part. Because I was feeling, I was like, damn, she seemed like she come from the streets, like, you know.
I'm actually from the streets of Miami. I'm from Opa-locka, Dade County. So I'm definitely from the hood. So, yeah, it's all me. It's everything that I've done in the past, present, and hopefully
right.
not in the future.
I have one more question. Have you guys all thought about, I see everybody doing their own series, their own little thing. Like, I don't understand why we all can't come together as black people and try to make it go big and get our own network. You get what I'm saying? Like, I could see that with everybody, but then I was thinking, you know how selfish black people are, some of them.
From my acknowledgement, I believe one of the women from Between Women is
okay.
in the process of doing that now.
That'd be tight.
They're starting a gay network, a LGBT network, which is
okay.
cool. Even if you look at it, if they would all reach out to Logo, because that is based on the LGBT community. It's a channel on cable called Logo that only airs LGBT shows. So they're in the process of doing that. Hell, I'm at the point where I'm doing so much, I wouldn't care what the hell we did. I'd be
right.
with it.
Well, that's,
you know,
I mean, I see that as a moneymaker. Like, you know, it's reality, it's real. It's, you know, it's real stuff that's really going on. So I see that as a moneymaker, and it's not boring. You
right.
get what I'm saying? So, you know, I wish y'all the best, and I keep y'all in my prayers, and I hope that y'all make it. Well, I must claim that y'all going to make it, and we just going to be happy, and I'm going to support y'all. I'm going to make sure I, you know, advertise on the West Coast. I'm known out here in California, and I'll be out in the scene advertising for you guys, and hopefully one day we can meet. What's up? Whatever.
That definitely sounds like a plan. I actually plan to come to the California area next year. I am trying to do San Diego's Pride.
Oh, okay, yeah, San Diego Pride, but you know you need to go to Long Beach.
I don't know nothing about the West Coast. See, I'm
like,
I'm known for...
San Diego is cool. It's mellow. I mean, it's mellow. It's real cool. But Long Beach is active. Like, that's
okay, are we friends on Facebook or Instagram?
I don't know if you're my friend or not, but my name is Atina Wet Wet Hawkins.
Okay, this is what you do.
Inbox you.
There you go. Inbox me and we'll chop it up and you can give me some insight on the California area.
Yeah, because I got a lot of homegirl that, you know, that do a lot of things, that do music too, and, you know, just for fun. You know, just for fun. So they let you know she got money. We just throw it out like that. But we do a little entertainment, you know, a little fun. So I will inbox you and
let me
talk
know. I'm definitely not one of those lesbians that are haters. It's a lot of them out there.
I don't deal with those. You get what I'm saying? It's all about uniting and come trying to make it and come together as one. We already get to discriminate who we are.
I'm with you.
I will inbox you and then we can, you know, talk some business from there.
That sounds like a plan. Don't forget.
All right, I won't. You guys have a good night.
You too. Much love.
All right. Bye-bye.
Yes, all right, pressing number one, talk to Chopper, don't be scared, as you can see, she's humble. All right, Chopper, somebody just hit me up on Facebook.
All right.
I'm about to grab you her right now. Her name is Sandra. I don't want to butcher her name, I just got cussed out. Let me examine it a little bit. Now, ladies, while I am examining this name, please press the number one. I'm examining the name. I just don't want to butcher it. Oh, my goodness.
But I will shout out a friend of mine on Facebook named Love Shay for the support. Much love. I appreciate everything. You're awesome.
Hey, Love Shay. Woo-hoo. Shout out. Okay, I think I got her name.
Okay.
Her name is Sandra Goddess by Choice Hunt. Her question is, could you ask Chopper what kind of woman she likes to date?
Well, I am absolutely picky, to a certain extent. I prefer an exotic woman, but I have learned as I have gotten older that is very shallow of me. So as long as you don't say, tell me about Chopper, and you actually want to get to know Angel,
right?
You want my attention more, because if you come at me with, oh, Chopper, 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 I'm going to put your ass on the chopping block, and I'm going to fucking leave you. But... I found myself more attracted to women that actually want to get to know me, for me. She doesn't have to be a runway model. I like thick women. I like small women. I like old women. But at the end of the day, I want to know in my heart that she's here for Angel and not Chopper and this whole Chopper Locker thing that I have going on. So...
Right.
That's what a woman would have to be, like humble and not worried about the chopper life, because at the end of the day, when I'm at home, honey, I am not chopper. I am Angel. So, yeah, that is like the number one rule for me at this point.
The rule, definitely. Definitely a good rule. Because it's like, unless like a lot of ladies out here
in town. Angel. Because then I'm going to be like, oh, they play too much.
I hear that, man. Ooh, we got one more. I'm going to go 515-803. Talk to Chopper.
Hello? Hey, KC. Hey, Chopper.
Hey, baby.
Hey.
How are y'all doing tonight?
All right, you?
How are you?
That's good. Good. Chopper, other than music, what else do you like to do in your spare time?
When I find spare time? When I find spare time, because I am always busy, I'm chill. Like, I spend a lot of time with my kids if I can, because I do have two kids. So I'm either at Six Flags getting on thousands of rides, at the park, paddle boating, barbecuing. I try to live as normal as a life as I can outside of the book that I'm working on, the albums that I'm working on, the TV show that I'm on, the music. So I'm always on the go, on top of I'm opening a clothing line. So I'm, like, really, really busy at this point. But when I do have spare time, I like to do normal shit. Like, hell, let's go laser tagging or go-kart racing, horseback riding. Like, I like to enjoy life on my spare time.
Okay.
Or scratch my ass and watch TV.
Okay. Well, that's all my question is. I was just listening and I didn't hear nobody ask that, so
I appreciate you. That's what's up.
Anytime.
Thank you, baby.
You're welcome. Goodbye.
Bye-bye. Okay, I just got a hit up. Everyone, please go follow a good friend of mine. _ yo with 20, Angel.
No, it's not.
What is it?
Underscore.
My day.
9.21.
9.21 on Instagram. Terrible. Using me for your abilities to get followers.
I know that's right, shut up.
My kids, I tell you.
Man, oh man. Chopper.
Mm-mm.
Let me ask you a question, man.
What
okay, you told us what kind of woman that you do like. What about what kind of woman do you just be like, no ma'am. Hey there, okay. Bye, Felicia. Right, what kind of woman make you do that?
I hate loudmouth women.
Yes, honey. Yes. Ooh, press the button.
I hate loudmouth drunks. Like, I don't like, women who drink who are loud. Because at the end of the day, you look really ignorant and you make me look bad. And I just don't have the time nor the patience to deal with a person like that. But, gosh. And if they weave stink, like, if you're going to wear it, I don't wear weave. My hair is down to my ass. But if you wear weave, fucking wash it. That shit stinks. Like, that is a complete turn off to a nigga when I roll over to a bush of hair and the shit stinks. Like, ladies, it's not cute. It's not sexy. That shit is horrible. That shit will make a nigga say, go the fuck home.
Yes. Not like baloney, bitch.
Yeah. Mm. And then
yes.
I think my biggest pet peeve with women, I don't like insecure women. Because at the end of the day, if I'm going to cheat, baby, I'm going to cheat whether you look good or not. So there's no need to be insecure about anything. And I can't stand a woman who sleeps in her makeup. I don't like the enhancements because some women put on makeup and then they wash their face and look like a total different person.
Mm-hmm.
Let me meet you. Don't trick a bitch. Don't catfish a nigga. You look like this and then you look like that. That's crazy. Be yourself.
Woo. Yes, yes. Keep going. Tell us some more.
He's terrible. But that's really like that. Like, that insecurity make that stinking ass hair, it got to go. Like, I don't care if you wear it, just keep it clean because that shit stinks after a while. You're sweating. I guess the glue, the adhesive, or whatever the fuck.
Oh, Lord.
It's terrible. Like, OMG, are you serious? I be smelling my motherfucking hair like, is that my shit? No, my shit smell like strawberries. That ain't my shit.
Lord.
But that shit is horrible. Like, these bodies be walking right here like, I am the shit, honey, but then your hair smell like shit. No, no, ma'am, we have to get this shit together.
Ooh, girl.
That's
she said, that funky weave on the girl.
People,
let me tell you something. I need that
laugh today.
Lord.
Your hair stinks, bitch. I'm going to tell you. I ain't being disrespectful, but I'm going to tell you. Because I don't want the next person to hurt your feelings.
Weed smell like smoke.
Smell like weed smell
burning?
Like coochie. Because you notice when you get hair from a feeling, she got weed. It be all down there. So then you don't wash your hair smell like pussy.
Yeah,
you know,
it just
don't mix. Like, fuck, put it back
in the ponytail or something. Yes, honey.
Woo! Oh, my God.
Mm, terrible. Funky weave. Lord, that was it. That's
like nipples to your knees. Nipples to your knees.
Yes, I'm going to sleep good tonight because I love... Whew, you got my eyebrows raised. Funky weave. Girl, no. Yes, you said it right. Preach, honey. Yes. Do you believe that, never mind, let's not say that. Here go my question, all right? We gonna get a call or something to push the number one about. All right. Do you believe eating is cheating? Come on.
Yeah. Okay, I believe eating is cheating. I don't believe beating is cheating.
No.
Because I'm not touching you. So that means if I'm letting you with a strap, bitch, I ain't touching you. So how is that cheating? But I think eating is a little more personal, and I think that's why the girls get mad. But in my personal opinion, I don't think beating is cheating because I'm like, I ain't touching her. Ain't nothing on my body touching this woman but my fingertips and my ding-dong. So, yeah, I'm opposite. And I'm a firm believer in that. Like, I don't understand how that's cheating because I'm just fucking. Like, at the end of the day, it's not. All the ladies on the line like, oh, fuck me, bitch.
Yeah, man. Yeah, she said, beating ain't cheating. I had to post that. I'm sorry.
I got to say to my boo Ebony and my new son over in California because she just texted me, so I know she listening. Much love. Make sure you glide me. Hey, everybody need to get on glide because I've been getting crazy messages, you know, video chat shit.
Just yeah, what is that?
Hey, son, I was sleeping yesterday. And I get this message from this girl. She accidentally sent it to me. It was so funny. And was like, how you doing, baby? Like, she was serious. She was like, well, what you can do is come get your baby. Now, mind you, this was a black young woman. And she turns her phone, and it's this little killer baby. So now I'm freaking out. I'm half asleep like, oh, my God, do I have a ex-girlfriend that had a goddamn kid for me? So now I'm like, oh, I'm on the damn. Somebody done got me, put me in a trick bag. So I'm trying to figure out how this woman, she's like, I am so sorry. I said that to the wrong person. I said, because you had me fucked up over here. I was like, oh, my God. I done dealt with somebody and I forgot about them and they done had a fucking baby. But the glad shit is funny as hell. You got to get glad. That's when you video text.
Oh, glad. Glad.
Yeah. I be on glad.
Yeah, I heard about glad, man.
I be gliding, like, my fans and stuff, and be like, hello, bud. They be freaking out. Oh, my God. You got to interact with these folks, man.
I need something. I need something.
There's a bunch of us down here coming to Sheep Pride with her. So, yeah, I got to come to Richmond if y'all in the area, man.
Okay.
Turn up. We're going to shut
Richmond. Hey, ain't going to be the word for it, man. Turn up ain't going to be the word for it. Do you hear me? Do you hear? Have you been following me lately? I mean, it's going to be turned up for real, you hear me?
They is only like, it ain't no tomorrow. I want the prettiest.
Sleep well.
And just kiss me on the cheek. Find me in the crowd.
But don't kiss me on no cheek with no funky weave, hon, because I'm going to embarrass you.
Don't come in my face if you got that funky ass weave shit. Wash your hair before you come to Sheep Pride.
Smell like burnt bacon.
I don't want no burnt bacon, old cum quad, sweaty weave in the face. Because if I give you the look, you're going to know something wrong because I can't hide my expressions. And then you're going to be mad dogging me on Facebook or Instagram. So why the hell Chopper look at me like that? Why your weed got to smell like that?
Your weed stink and it smell like burnt bacon. That's not a good combination. I love bacon. Please don't scare me like that. What?
Oh, my goodness. Oh, we're going to be out.
We're wilding out tonight, man.
That's what life is about, enjoying it. I even know I'm in some of the callers probably cussing me out like this bitch. I'm waiting on the motherfuckers with the stinking weeds.
Yes, you know what? This next call I'm about to chime in, she could be like, I'll be talking about my weave like that. She's going to be real mad. I'm in the latest press number one. Like, we're having a good time in life.
I got that Brazilian that I can wash.
It's Brazilian, but it's looking like a nappy sheep ass. Okay, you hated it.
Oh, MG. Yes, Lord.
Ain't stand. This is natural hair. As soon as you light a fire to it, it torch on you. That is not natural, honey. It's not. No.
Yeah. I spent $300 for this weave, honey. Do a walk. Do a wash yourself. Do
they lying. They lying. I don't know what they lying for.
I'm just joking, y'all. I'm serious about the fucking weed, but I'm just playing around.
Oh, no, they mad. They pushing 100. Let's get to them right quick. They mad.
They about to chew my shit out on season.
I'm going to keep it real. If it smell like burnt bacon, I'm going to tell you about yourself. No, don't come smell burnt bacon around me because I'm going to let you know. That says you're a woman. There's no reason you should be a woman with no nappy weave smelling like burnt bacon. That is not cute. No, ma'am. You need to just cut all your hair off and wear baby oil on it, okay? Stop playing.
You know what? Don't be out here looking fly as fuck. Hair done, nails done, looking good, and your kids look like they belong in the pits of Southeast D.C. That's not right. Wash them babies, man. Wash them babies.
Man, it don't make no sense, man. It don't. Looking like a chair under the corn.
You
want
to speak to my parents because you keep coming out here? Come here.
Yeah, it looks like they come from the garage, one and two, honey.
Say, how y'all ladies doing?
I got fireworks.
Look, you trying to get out of here. Talking about, look, I got fireworks. Get your ass out of here.
Mom.
Yeah.
And you say, it's from the...
Aww. Okay, y'all can go to Grandma's house later.
Aww.
Yes, Mommy's job is never done.
Aww. So cute. Oh, my goodness.
K, Child, he is so bad, honey.
He is a boy. He's supposed to be
bad. That picture I posted with me and Baby
Chopper. Yeah,
I saw it. And that nigga had did his lip just like mine.
Yeah.
And I was like, look at this shit here. I got a baby man of me.
You look just like you, though.
Yeah, my twin, with his bad ass.
Chopper, don't matter. Don't matter, man. You blessed to have a child.
Yeah.
I already know you happy. I know he bring joy to your life every day. I know that feeling had to be great. I was just telling you the other day, that feeling got to be great. For real, to have your own. And not worry about a chick taking hers away from you when y'all mad at each other. You know what I'm saying? Like, to have your own, that got to be great, man.
Like, they got to go
too. Exactly. That just got to be great. Got to be. I'm digging it. I say keep on being the super mom that you are, man. For real.
I try. I really do.
I like that you keep it real. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know. There's so many people that's out here that just don't keep it real. Like, I like that you keep it real, especially about your kids.
Show them off
to the world. There's a lot of stuff for real, to be like, that is my nephew. And 5 months down the line, you remember Mike.
Somebody asked me.
Don't you hate that?
Chopper,
like,
is you gay? Chopper, is you gay? Because you got kids. And you know what my reply was? I showed them lesbian, but I showed them tripped up and fell on the dick. I got on top of it and got pregnant. I did not get raped. No, I am not bi. I did have kids. Yes, I did. On the first try, I got pregnant. So it is what it is. I am not ashamed, and I'm not ashamed of my kids. I love them to death, and at the end of the day, honey, I'm still Chopper.
Exactly. Now, that's some truth for your ass right now.
Yeah,
ain't
no real. My nephew and this one. Fuck no, they're my motherfucking kids. They got my last name. Hell, they look just like me.
You couldn't even disown them if you wanted to. They look just like
you. I got some strong ass motherfucking genes, honey.
Yeah, y'all look just alike, man. Like I said, I salute you. I salute you for being super mom, man, and just keeping it real. And, for real, like if somebody for real is a stud right now, for real, just getting ready to come out her shell and tell the world and appreciate her kid just like you do. You just help somebody.
Okay.
You don't know about it yet, though. But you just help somebody.
They got to understand, I could care less what anybody in the world has to say about Chopper. Because everybody ain't going to love me, and everybody going to have a judgment or want to say something. That's just like church folk. they act just like church folk, And one thing I've learned, I'm not judgmental. I could care less. And that's why I have the song. If you actually go through my songs, then I have a song called You Hate Me. And the hook is, I don't eat what you shit. Like, what I eat. You don't shit, so why are you worried about me?
Right.
Like, at the end of the day, I'm still going to do me. When I come home, I'm going to come home to the babies. I'm going to cook dinner. They're going to cook dinner for me. On Mother's Day, I'm going to celebrate. On Father's Day, I'm going to celebrate. So why the hell am I going to be ashamed of something that actually came out of me? Ain't nobody got time for that.
Hear that. I hear that.
Oh.
All right, ladies, I'm about to. Okay, I got y'all. All right, Lord. Look, can you get to my number? All right, we got y'all. Look, I'm coming. Here we come. Lord, Chopper, we going to talk a little bit at the next intermission.
I got you, bro. I'm on
it. You got me, Megan. They is hitting me up like, please, can you please get to us? They got some questions.
Because
you
don't come to talk about this burnt weed bacon shit.
I know, right? Burnt weed bacon and juice, honey. It's pussy juice smell like a burnt river. Oh, Sammy cake pussy juice smelling head ass having ass. I'm sorry, y'all ladies. Okay, I'm pressing the one. I'm pressing. A17808 talk to chopper.
Hello.
Yeah, hello. How you doing?
I'm great, sweetheart. How are you?
I'm good. I have called the show, I think, last Monday, and I was the first caller you spoke with.
Oh, hi. How are you, sweetheart?
I'm good. And you?
I'm great. What did you choose to do?
I just have a question, and I just need some advice.
Okay, what's up?
Well, my cousin, I guess she seems to be going through a lot. And then, so, I guess she has texted me. I think, it was last night she texted me, and she said that, you know, she's going to cut me off and stop talking to me because she said I'm talking to one of her enemies, which is supposedly our friend.
Uh-huh.
She said that our friend, you know, is talking behind her back, and, you know, she betrayed her or whatever. And I'm like, so what does that got to do with me?
I mean, at the end of the day, who gives a shit? Like,
yeah.
One thing crossing you, evidently, is some built-up aggression in that situation. And you need to let both parties know you ain't the middleman. And if they really got something to say to each other, they need to call each other and say it. And stop bringing in the middleman. Because that's that old, to me, where I'm from, that's that old bitch shit. Because if you got something to say, say it. Fuck that, say it to me. Don't go to Tom, Dick, Harry, Mo, and Larry, because that's going to piss me off. Like, real talk, that's going to piss me off. If I hear some shit from the next bitch that you got to say to Chopper, that's going to make me come run and smack the shit out you. So don't let them make you the middleman. And you need to make them understand that. Like, if you got something to say to this motherfucker, that's, you need to call this motherfucker and tell him, tell me. You try to make me get in the middle of this drama shit.
Yeah. And now she's blaming me. She's saying that I'm fake, that, you know, that I'm talking behind her back. Basically, how this whole thing started was, she had baby daddy drama, because her baby daddy has another baby mama.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the other baby mama got pregnant before she got pregnant. So, to me, I felt like it was like a competition because she had told me that, oh, if I get pregnant for him, I will keep him. And I'm like, that's not how it's going to work.
Sure, you don't keep no man, no woman, no nothing.
Yeah, that's what I'm
saying. I'll be chilling with my baby daddy and all his baby mamas. I don't give a shit about none of them. I mean, that's not your place at the end of the day, sweetheart. Like,
yeah.
I wouldn't even get involved in the middle of that because that sounds like a bunch of bullshit and drama. So I wouldn't even see into the foolishness.
Yeah, I mean, well, because she's over here blaming me for her problems, and I'm like, I don't have nothing to do with your problems, so please keep me out of it.
And that's the best way to say it, because, you know, I'm a firm believer misery loves company, honey. And I ain't no miserable bitch, so I ain't trying to keep the company.
Well, it was nice talking to you. Thank you.
No problem. Make sure you keep in touch. Have a wonderful night.
You too.
All right, girl. Area code 804-833. Talk to Chopper.
Hello?
Hello?
Can you hear me now?
Good.
Yo, what's good, yo?
What's happening?
this Poison.
Oh, how are you? What's happening, sweetheart?
Oh, hell no.
We done got Poison on the line.
I just called you those.
Hey, Blue, hey.
Hey, girl.
I was calling to be nosy because I just got home or whatever, and I saw her on Facebook calling in. Chopper's on the line. I'm like, all right, let me be nosy real quick.
That was up, boo.
I saw something about burnt bacon weave and shit, so I'm
That's girl, burnt weave.
That shit horrible, boy. when them brides be having that burnt, coochie, bacon smelling, shredding, adhesive glue. And that shit is horrible, man.
We smelling like Kadusi and shit. Come on, man.
I know, right?
Like a burnt tire on the road, honey, about to blow up.
Ladies,
that shit that make a bitch kick you out at 2 o'clock in the morning.
Yes, old chitlin weave have a smelling head. Yes.
Like I said, stop recycling that shit. Let it go.
You gotta let it go. Stop recycling.
Stop trying to hold on.
Spray some blunt spray on something. They sell it at 7-Eleven on a $3.99 blunt spray. Get away all the old.
Blunt spray? Are you fucking serious?
You wasn't running about the fucking smoke.
Yes. Spray some blunt spray on it. Oil sheen in the blue can. Honey. That stuff smell good. You spray that and the blunt spray on. You got a new weave, girl. At least I'll see you wash it next week or something.
And that joke will be shiny.
That's why I don't wear weaves like that. No, mm-mm. Fuck that.
But you got no hair, don't you?
Yeah, I got really long hair.
Well, why the hell? You ain't got to wear no weave until you like my sister. Her hair comes to her ass. This bitch braided it into a French braid and glue that motherfucker. And then she be putting this, like, baby doll. I be like, bitch, you is retarded. Why is you putting weave in your hair? Your hair is longer than
that's
mine.
That's only on certain occasions, like photo shoots and shit like that. That's the only time, for real. Like, other than that, nah.
When is a nigga going to get a feature from you? That's what I'm trying to figure out. You know, I done came to Richmond a few times. But that's really good.
Hey, let me know when and where. You know what I'm saying?
Make sure you hit my inbox so I can have your personal contact.
I got you. But yeah, I can't wait to meet you. She pride though, for real.
Yes.
Y'all need to get married. We could be a family for real. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Shut the fuck up.
Oh,
I didn't mean to say that. I approved this one.
Oh, you approved that one.
Terrible. Y'all is terrible.
She don't like nobody. I be with.
I'm sorry. And that's what best friends are for, man. Like, I'm just keeping the one. Hey, you know.
That's true shit.
Yeah, that's real.
I don't like nobody. Until they prove it to me that they're going to treat you like a queen, honey. I'm not going to lie.
Let me tell you, I got a best friend of, I can't say that because then y'all know my age, but for over 15 years, and she's gay now.
Now.
And
all right.
The first time she told me that a motherfucker put their hands on her, I was in my car trying to come hunt this motherfucker down. Bitch, you ain't going to beat up on my motherfucking best friend.
I know that's right.
And she said, "Boy, I'll bust you upside your motherfucking head." I understand the relationship because I swear for God, if anybody do that woman wrong, and I ain't never slept with her, she's just a friend, a childhood friend. Same baby, and I kill a motherfucker.
I
understand. Oh shit! I'm dropping my cell phone.
Over there with my pants up. But they may fall down sometimes because the belts down here in Richmond don't work too good. And I'm coming with my belt. I'm coming with a pack of that funky weave. I'm going to dip it in some
little water.
And if she already know, you know, I'm goofy. But
you already know I can handle my own.
She called KC. I done been over there plenty of times. Don't know.
Especially
not no nigga bitch. Like, you not going to mess them out. This is my family best friend, even though she can hold her own. You know, sorry, ladies, do not get disturbed by the word nigga bitch. Nigga bitch is just a bitch that look like a nigga. Thank you very much. I don't know your name, so right now, you know, I got to call him a bitch until I meet you, then I can say your name. You know, I'm sorry, offended. But that's what I call you until I get to know you, nigga bitch to me, because I'm a nigga bitch to you. You don't know me, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, but I just feel like that, you know, best friend, you know, sister, brother, cousin, anybody you call each other in the gay community, honey, if you rock hard with them, stick hard with them. Because at the end of the day, when it's time for your battle, you're going to want them to stick hard and rock hard for you.
Yeah,
that's just what it is.
Amen.
I ain't saying you got to go out there and pick no fight, you know what I'm saying? But still at the same time, if the fight is coming to her, You need to learn how to protect your best friend, man, or your friend or your family in general, man. You better pick up a crack of that funky weed because ain't nobody fighting that funky weed. I'm trying to tell you.
Let me get off of here so everybody else can talk. I was being nosy, but yeah. Top, I'm going to hit you up in a few minutes or whatever. Let me get myself situated because I just walked through my door and shit. All right.
Sound like a plan, baby girl.
All right. Well, it was good talking to you. I see you August sometime. Yeah. The teapot. Make sure y'all buy those tickets.
Yes, buy the motherfucking tickets. Come fuck with them.
Y'all going to be in for a treat, for real.
Yes,
but look, y'all might get to see the tattoo on my ass, because if I choose to perform one of these songs, I always pull my pants down, so then y'all can see Chopper's masterpiece.
Well, I'm going to be in the door. Lord, I'm hosting. Lord Jesus, I'm going to be behind the speaker, honey.
I'm be front row. That's me.
That is the 16th.
Yeah,
I'm going to be behind the speaker. I'm like, Lord, they go to tattoo, y'all. And I'm going to tell you, chop a toe around for a minute, honey.
Straight up.
And look, this one on the phone right here going to be at the front. Woo, tattoo, chat. Thank you. You're going to be ready for the
tattoo.
Y'all,
you're telling me. Well, at the party, KC room. Yeah.
Yeah, you hit my phone when you finish your radio show or whatever. Chop, I'm about to hit you up and shit, all right?
All right, baby.
All right, good night, y'all.
Good night.
All right, Joe. All right, Liz. It's not
sending her off. It's not letting her go.
Oh, they want to keep her. They want to keep her.
Okay, there she go, there she go. Ladies, press that number one. Don't be scared to talk to Chopper. You see, we out here. You can ask us anything, honey. We is having the ball tonight, okay? Press number one. Talk to us, 646-716-6977. Press the number one, area code 951796. Talk.
Hello.
Hello.
It's me. You gave me a shout out.
Oh my gosh, she has a boss to call into the radio. What
I
is
know,
happening?
Right? I
How
got
are
some
you?
Balls, honey.
You go soon.
What's up, KC? What up, Chop?
What's up?
Oh, nothing. I just had to call in and say thank you for the love.
Well, you know, you already know I appreciate y'all so very much. So I don't mind shouting out none of y'all. Let's get it popping. What you doing?
Yeah, just getting ready for it to turn in. It's about 9:12, you know?
Oh, yeah, it's early over there. It's late over here. It's 12:12 on this end.
What's that? Well, I'm in California, so.
Hey, Cali, you know what's crazy? Cali is showing me some mad love recently. I might have to come out there and really fuck with y'all, man.
Hey, you got to. Sunny California, you got to come out.
Yes, can you cook?
What happened?
Can you cook?
Oh, can I? The question is, can you eat?
Oh, well, yeah. When I do get over there, a nigga come up for dinner. So don't be like, I don't want your girlfriend or nobody tripping. Just be like, oh, it's just Chopper. Chopper can't get that plate, honey.
No, but for real, you got to come through. Come to Cali.
I am definitely going to make that a top one priority for me because I am getting so much love from the West Coast. It's ridiculous.
Yes. The West Coast is loving all the shows, though, especially District Heat. I mean, because we don't have none of that. I heard the other callers from Cali. We don't have none of that out here. No, everything we watch is from out of state in the South, on the East Coast. It's crazy.
Damn it, man. Now, we're going to put something in wraps. I mean, maybe we need to write something and get something popping on the West Coast.
Right? That's what I'm talking about.
Hey, it's all about
spreading the love.
You can't start unless you try.
Right?
No, that's right.
I heard that. All right, well, I just called to say hello and thanks for the love.
No problem.
And you guys are just too hilarious. and weed and all that shit.
People get on these radio shows and freeze up. Fuck that. I want y'all to know the real me. Because a lot of people, before they actually meet me, they think that I am one of the meanest, most arrogant people that they will ever meet, and that I will not talk to them. And that's still not the person that I am. So I definitely like to let people know I am very, very humble and down to earth. And I'm not as mean as people think I am unless you make me that way. So I definitely love doing the radio shows to show people that I'm actually a cool-ass chick. Like, I'm not stuck up in bougie and all of that. Of course, I'm a diva, darling, but but at the end of the day, I actually appreciate every last one of the people who are listening, calling and inboxing me. And I actually do get all of your messages. I don't have time to answer everyone, but eventually I do get around to it, and I don't mind shouting out anyone because at the end of the day, you guys make me so great.
Hey, and you do great music, and you do great things.
Thank you so much, sweetheart.
Well, I'm just going to say thanks again, and you guys have a good night.
Good night, sweetheart.
You have a good night as well. And excuse me, Casey, what's up with She's Zone Fitness? I haven't seen you.
I know who I'm talking to. Okay. What happened was, right? This is what happened, right? I went over to the Chinese place, right, and they had these honey wings, and I was like, damn, these honey wings good. And then I went back the next day, and then the next day, and then the next day. But I promise you, I'm back to it this week. I promise you, we're going to get it started, okay, because I need to lose some weight. I need to lose something right now, and I'm serious about it, and...
All I needed
you to come back and make me go back, you know? Thank you.
Okay.
Sure.
Okay, I've seen your video, too. Mm-hmm.
What videos?
The one that with you at the buffet?
Girl, I was at the... Did you see me eat that banana pudding? I had 12 of them, girl.
Honey, did I see you? Honey.
Girl, I didn't even know that she had me on camera. Like, I was like, oh, my God, did I eat 12 banana puddings, girl? I was eating them banana puddings. I was looking like a burnt pig. I'm not lying. I just was looking swollen.
Hey, but that's okay, because when, you know what, you fall, I need to get back up again.
That's right, and I have you to thank for that. Thank you for reminding me about... getting my health back in order. Thank you so much.
You know we had that talk.
Yeah, I know. We will get back on tomorrow, I promise you.
All right. Well, you ladies have a good night.
All right. You too, sweetheart.
All right.
Have a wonderful day.
You guys too. All right.
Okay, I got to go down this list because my Facebook is booming. At Sandra Hunt. You know you're amazing. I love you to death. You are a great supporter and a great friend. You need to call me. Anita, what's happening? Poison, I just got the number. Denise Thomas, what's up? Jamie Lee Smith, what's happening? Angie Lewis, Nevaeh, I see all of your posts. Much love to all of y'all.
Oh, they about to be like, whoa, Chiappa!
And Love that I was talking to, she told me, I'm going to read this out loud. Don't get mad at me. Don't cuss me out. Eating and fucking is cheating in my eyes, Angel. It don't matter if a chick get undressed in front of you. That's cheating, phone sex cheating. I'm just saying, let's keep it 100.
I like phone sex. Shit, I need some of that.
I hear you.
That's what I like. I'm sorry, Lord. I can use some of that. See how Chopper take me all the way to the next, to the left?
I know we is turning out tonight.
Yeah, it's turning up. We giving them some real, you know, some... some real, not that old watered down interview. You know what I'm saying? We giving them some real, some laughs, some jokes, some realness, some chicken. Ooh, some chicken and mambo sauce.
Chicken and mambo sauce.
No, they said no. I can't do it. Yes, I will. She probably would be buffeting it up. Do you hear me? I'm sorry.
So you trying to lose weight?
Yeah, you know, I don't want to lose everything because I'll be walking around looking like a bobblehead. My head will be bobbing with a skinny booty. You know what I'm saying? But I do want to come down a couple pounds, you know.
I've been hitting the gym lately because I'm like, God damn, when the fuck did chopper get thick?
Yeah, man, definitely.
Girl now, and I'm like, hold up. Wait a minute, a bitch like to take her clothes off too much. We got to drop it down just a little bit, not a lot, but a little bit.
I know, man. I could say I'm trying to come down like 10 before she bred for real. I say we got to come down 10, 15 before she bred. That's a improvement for real for me. And after she bred, I do another 15 within. I'm gonna think I'm gonna try to do like 2 months, 15 pounds. You know.
That's what's up.
Yeah, you know, I was in church, man. I was in church Sunday.
Hold up. You got people on hold, don't you?
Huh?
I'm on hold trying to get through to you.
Oh, yeah, I just got one, too, like three or four of them. And, I just got cussed out. So, Aries Cross, shout out to you, Aries Cross. You know, there you go. VA in the building, Aries Cross. Don't kill us, please. Please don't kill us. Okay, you shout them out. Shout some out. They just going.
We got Hylis. She say she on hold trying to get through. That's my baby in Miami. Dade County is a big supporter. She's actually been supporting me for years. Oh God, it's just a list of people. Oh my goodness. How you doing? I'm perfectly Lala. I probably just fucked up your whole name. But you pretty, though. You real pretty. So let Chopper get a pass on that one. Big Baby Joe, what's happening? Oh, my goodness. I ain't even going to try to say this name. I think it's Indiowski. Indiowski, California, what's happening? How you doing? Bitch underscore swerve. What's
man.
Yes, yes, yes.
Yes, that name. Shit.
Shouts out to Dam underscore she underscore thick. How are you doing tonight, sweetheart? Team underscore Gemini one. That's one badass young lady.
Woo.
From Texas with the red hair and all the testicles. That's just real sexy.
She about to call in now. She about to press another one.
Thank you, Cap.
You hear that? You hear it going off on you? You better call in. Thank her, redhead, with them tattoos, girl.
Yes, Miss Rashawn. Look good over there. There's so many. I got new followers today. I want to thank all y'all because I'm sure you're listening because you hit me and said you were online. You're awesome. I mean, it's just too many people, honey.
I know. And we got two more that want to talk to you. So let's talk to them right quick for this thing. Cut us off. We don't want that no more. Thank my It's 305-219. Talk to.
I think that's my baby. Hello?
Hello?
What's happening, mama?
This is the one and only Highness. What's up?
No, I said this must be my baby on the line.
You know I have to call in. You know I ain't a groupie or a fan, but I sure as hell am a supporter.
You know I love you to death, girl.
I love you too. It's good to hear you though.
you got the number. You can call me any time of the day. We are on the same time code.
You know I'm a bit shy.
I know.
Don't
I know
that
I
against
know.
Me. I'm just shy over the phone. In person, I'm wild. You know that.
Yeah, this is, hey, Casey, is one of the most beautiful women I have ever met in my life.
Oh, I'm so glad y'all can't see me right now.
Personality, look, like, she's amazing. Like, oh, my God. I'd be looking at my phone like, oh, my God, hi, Mrs. Bad as shit.
Oh, Lord have mercy. You got to pick me up.
You know you're my baby. Always the
yeah, but it's all about you. We ain't talking about me. Tell the viewers what's up. You know I'm all about promoting, but promoting you.
I know that's right, baby.
That sounds like a keeper.
Yeah, she's there. Let me tell you something. This young lady has supported me from when I was the female Noriega. And
yes.
No one knows how many years ago that was. A long ass time.
I used to even do your artwork, remember?
Uh-huh. All my little promotional pictures came from Miami, from Miss Highland.
You got that?
Oh.
Hey, I only roll with the real. You know how it go.
Oh, yeah, KC, you need a graphic designer. That's your girl, man.
Yeah, happy girl, because I be needing them. I'm not lying. Much of that part is out, bro. I'm going to need them.
Yeah, and she's my life. And she's part of the family.
Well, if you're rolling with Chopper, you're rolling with me, because, like I said, I only roll with the realest.
I know that's right.
Well, I was just calling in to show my support. Y'all have a blessed night. Keep doing
mama.
Y'all, because y'all doing the damn thing. And Chopper, I'll talk to you later, baby. Have a great
night.
All
right, baby. Good night. Mwah. Love you.
Love you, too.
Man, definitely, it's good. It's good for real to have, you know, support like that.
Man, she
like
is, that's crazy. She has been a supporter for years. Years.
That is good,
and then she's a fine-ass woman. Like, drop dead, you can't believe she's a real beautiful woman. Like, the shit is crazy.
Like, she looks so good. She's like one of the women to be, like, a transsexual. She looks that good.
Yeah, she just bad, like for no
but,
fucking
you know,
reason.
Transsexuals look good. They look better than women. So if she look like a transsexual, then she's bad. No,
yeah,
I ain't trying to tell you.
I don't know what she got on, what she put on. She's just bad.
I know that's right, babe. Let's hit these next two callers, man, for this thing to save.
Thank you for calling Blog Talk Radio. Good night.
Exactly. Have a nice day. And everybody be like, what happened?
Hey, you better be part three. You better go part three.
You already know we ain't no part three. We'll have a chopper thing every Monday. We'll talk about that.
Hey, you better go. We can do that too.
Hey, it is what it is. We can do it. I'm down.
Gonna be late night talk with Chopper and she's on.
Yeah, they like that. Oh my God, Chopper. Ooh. Yeah, like that. I'm down.
Your voice. I swear I hear that so much. Your voice. I'm just so attracted to your voice.
Yeah, if you got like this, I'm going to kill you, bitch voice. I'm keeping it real, man. It's like, come fuck me or something. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, hey. Like, if you don't bring your ass over, stab you. You know what I'm saying? Like, girls like that shit. You know what I'm saying? You got to teach me how to do it. You got to teach me how to talk like you, man, so I can get me some girls.
Man,
for real.
It's crazy because the way I actually talk, I've trained myself for so many years to talk in a deep, raspy voice. Hell, I don't forget what my real voice sound like now. It's just natural now. As I got older, it got deeper, and I was like, yes, bitch, let's get them.
Well, let's see what 347 got to say about that voice. I know she read it. 347,
yeah.
Talk to Chopper. We got a few minutes, so make it quick, baby. A few seconds, really.
Every time I get on, right, it's always the last minute, and you always kicking me off.
Because,
ooh,
baby, like I tell everybody, you need to call at 1045.
You know what? Me and you.
I'm just joking with you. Don't care.
We gonna duke it out.
I might
anyways,
like that. So no.
No fighting in the boom boom room. No fighting in the boom boom room.
No fighting. What's good, Chopper?
What's happening?
Nothing. I just got put on to you like last week ago. Sin Q was on and she was talking about District Heat and I was like, let me go check that out, yo. And it was off the chain. I liked it.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate the support.
I saw a little bit of the wire up in that shit though.
Huh?
I said I saw a little bit of the wire up in that shit though. Like niggas is killing. Burying bodies in there.
I can't even comment on that because I will probably get in trouble, and I'm sure someone from District Heat is on the line, so I can't even comment on that. But I feel you. It is what it is. I feel you.
Nah, but you know what? You repping good, though.
Thank you so much for that.
You doing good. And, Casey, what are you talking about? Trannies look better than real women.
I didn't say they look better than all real women, but you got to, man, let me tell you something, man. I don't see some trannies.
You lift up that damn skirt, and then you get something you don't want.
But some of them don't even have the penis. Katie got the penis. You don't even know it was a man. And I'm trying to tell you. I'm trying to tell you, you better go to RuPaul's Drag Race and see some of them ones, honey.
I'm
talking about you going to the club, like, I'm telling you, like, you need to go to a ball, a gay and lesbian ball. You need to go to one.
They have some of those back home.
Would you got some of those back home? You know what I'm talking about. One in your city that when you see her, it's like, what's up, baby? You don't even care, like, what's up? And then when you find out she a man, you still be like, what's up, baby? You know what I'm saying? Like, shit, I don't
nah.
care.
Nah,
oh, I'm
going to
keep it real with you, man. It's
nah.
this one rich. So good. Oh, good Lord. Whew.
Oh, no.
Found out she was a man,
oh,
I was like,
no.
I was real mad. But I still was like, what's up, baby? Mm-hmm. Shit, you were sexy. Like, you know, I can't touch you, you can't touch me, but you...
I don't mess with the trannies. Sorry.
I love trannies. I swear about it in the LGBT community, honey. If you do it,
that's
I love
family.
It.
That's family, but I ain't fuck on everybody.
Oh, no, I'm not going to touch her, honey. But if she's next, I'm damn sure going to let her know. You're a cute one, honey. Thank you very much. If you had to in the rip, girl, I would be trying to touch you. Because just like my man Chopper said, sticking ain't cheating. Beating ain't cheating.
What'd you say?
Now, I said, if he was a real woman, I'd be telling her, beating ain't cheating. I'd be like, Chopper, beating ain't cheating.
You know,
I got
cussed
out for saying
that
shit on the radio.
I saw that on Facebook. Who said that beating ain't cheating?
Chopper.
That is some straight up BS.
Explain to Chopper how is that cheating. I'm listening.
No, I want you to explain to me how it's not. I want to hear
because
your logic.
I have to go in. Eating is cheating. I understand where women come from with the eating and cheating because you got to touch the block. But if I go in my closet, strap all my thing, and I'm hitting it, I ain't even got to touch it if I'm hitting it from the back. I ain't touching my body.
No.
It's not touching you. So how is that cheating? Because I'm not touching you. I'm just
sorry,
fucking.
Boo. Because so let's say this. Like, you got a main, right? You got a main. And then you messing with chicks on the side, right? That same shit that you know, you having sex with your main with, you messing with other chicks with, you use that so you and her have that intimacy, so you and her become one. So you taking that same shit you giving to her and give it to somebody else that is cheating.
I use condoms, though.
No. When
I don't know what it is with these girls in that chopper, man. Let me tell you something. Just like Shannon said on Studville TV, she said that did cost too much money to be keep getting a new one and a new
nobody
one and a new one.
About,
first of all, if I was a real man, I wouldn't be unattaching my dick. I'm just saying. So They make cleaners and they make boiling water and sanitizer. They even have a big hospital somewhere probably where you can go and get it freshly made with some stitches and Febreze. You know what I'm saying? It is new. You got to put some bit of boiling with some bleach. Yeah, bleach kills everything.
Wait a minute. So what happened if old girl did that to you? She went around.
But see, I don't cheat, baby. I don't cheat.
No, I wouldn't even be in that category.
You know what I'm saying? But I'm just saying, just the whole idea of you girls coming into the relationship like you need to get a new dick. Well, no, if I didn't want to get a new dick, you need to bag.
I'm not talking about that because I don't think it should just be between you and your mate. But my thing is, what's the switch? If she did that to you, would that still be considered?
Right. No, she can't do that because she is actually the one that's getting penetrated.
No, that's BS because I know a whole lot of them that penetrate other girls. Listen.
At the end of the day, anybody I fuck with already know I got three girlfriends. Because I get bored quick. I get bored as a motherfucker. So I like to keep my options open, and I keep that and an understanding in the situation. So technically, I'm never cheating because they all know about each other.
Okay, I respect that. You know, it's her decision. If she want to be
I'm not a secretive person. So at the end of the day, if I was in it, like I've been married. I was completely married to a woman for all of 30. For almost a year, and I got so fucking bored in my marriage. Like, I think if I'm going to be with one person, she's going to have to be fucking spectacular because I got fucking ADHD and I get bored. Bitch, you're going to have to break in my window and act like you robbed me. And, like you got to keep that shit, and you got to keep that shit sexy and interesting. Like, some of you
relationship,
and then it'd be like, what the fuck? Nick, bitch ain't giving up no pussy. She ain't giving me no head. Like, what's going on? But in the beginning, it'd be like real live. And then once you get comfortable, you'll be like, what the fuck is going on? So you can't blame us for, like, wanting to go somewhere else because y'all be getting boring as fuck.
Oh, no, don't put me in that category.
I got the tweeting, honey.
And that's just coming from a dominant woman perspective. Some of y'all ladies get lazy and boring as shit and then be mad because a nigga done went, look, man, I'm about to fuck with you and I'm about to fuck with Shorty because this shit ain't working.
No, I totally understand where you're coming from. I was in a relationship like that where she was born and whatnot, and it's like, you know, after a while, it's like I'm tired of initiating and doing all this stuff, and it's like, come on now. And then for me, I like older women. So she was about, like, 39, and I was 27. So, you know, it was just like, you know, like, damn, you boring. Like, it ain't nothing here for me to do. It's nothing here for me, so why should I stay? But I ain't, you know, messing around on her or nothing like that. It was just like, you know, I'm not happy here. I think we need to part ways. You do you, I'm going to do me. And I see you when I see you.
True. See, that's the feminine way of things. I'm just messing with you, baby. No, I feel you where you're coming from. But, yeah, like, ladies need to get that shit together, especially with fucking with a person in entertainment, because women throw ass at us all day.
I believe it.
Give me a reason to want to come home. Like, I want to be able to be in a relationship, and the baddest bitch in America come past me, and I'm like, okay. But it just ain't been like that, so... My theory is, be no cheating.
But you know what, but in a way, too, you got to make her want, you know, to do stuff as well. It's not always, you know, putting it on her. You got to make her want to do stuff, too.
I'm the type of nigga, bitch, if you want to go motherfucking horseback riding, bitch, let's go get on these horses, honey. You want to go jet skiing, bitch, let's go to the beach. So... I'm one of those people, I don't care. I'll try something at least once.
Mm-hmm.
So I be like, bitch, I be on the go. When I walk out the door, bitch, you need to walk too. Because no, tell her where the hell I'm going to end up at. Like the other morning, I left the motherfucking house at 6 o'clock. It was in New Jersey by motherfucking 10. So, I mean, I'm always on the go. And a lot of women, they be like, well, you don't have time for me to. Bitch, I never said you couldn't come. Let's go.
I think it's probably the ones that you're messing with, too.
Yeah, you know, I end up with these crazy dilly ding dong.
But you know what? That's not your fault because I've been through that. Like, they, you know, in the beginning, it's all rosy and posy and shit. And then once you get towards the middle, that's when shit, you know, their true colors and whatnot start coming in and shit start dying down. And it's like, damn. And crazy shit start happening. Like, their crazy side start coming out.
Mm-hmm. Be like,
so, I definitely understand that.
Be like, where the hell this person come from? And then me being a stud, I think it's, I love when women argue with me because I sit there and laugh at them. Like, I swear to God, I have this theory on bullshit. If I have to beat you, I don't want you.
Mm-hmm.
So, but I love to argue with women because it's interesting because they be so fucking mad, their nose be frowning up and shit. They be
I don't like that. And I would sit there and laugh
at you, like, in a complete, just falling out of bed because I don't fight with women. Like, because I know my capabilities. So my theory on that, like, I laugh. Like, okay, you want to argue, ha, 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 ha. Just don't touch me because then we going to have issues. But you can sit there. But I'm like, that was like the most exciting thing about my marriage because this bitch was mad all the fucking time. Other than that, it was like, why am I here? And one day I woke up and said, bye. Like, I literally got up and was like, so I'm packing my shit. I'm out. You can keep the house. You can have the cars. I'm out of here. My ex-wife is actually a dom now. Mm. And I'm like, oh, my God. Like, I mean, wow. Like, yeah. But I'm like, at the end of the day, if you did what you were supposed to do, I don't think she looked like, she looked like a slam nigga now.
Mm.
Like a slam dude. And I'm like, oh, my
That's
God.
Crazy.
Those two people we was married.
Yeah,
they
look
at you like, what the fuck?
Like, at first, I was embarrassed because I'm going to tell you, I hadn't seen her for like a year and a half. And my friends would come up to me like, Chopper, I just seen your ex-wife. She looked like a nigga. And I was like, man, y'all lying like shit. I seen this bride, and I was like, I was like, bitch, you look hotter than me. Like, Shalom, is she okay? I was like, that shit fucked me up for a minute, but at the end of the day, I'm like, hey, it is what it is. When she get to playing around, you know your girlfriend used to put on a dress and walk down the aisle, right?
That's crazy.
Yeah, I mean, I guess that chopper love,
you know,
yeah, these girls crazy, man.
But I was like, more power to her. Do her.
That's awesome.
Yo, for some reason, every time I get on here, I gotta go. I'm gonna kick you, Casey. But Chopper, it was awesome talking to you.
Hopefully,
you be on again, and I will call.
You know, that's what's up. That sounds like a plan.
Yeah, definitely. I'm gonna friend request you on Facebook or whatnot, but I'm gonna let you go, Casey. I'm gonna kick you. Don't bring your butt to Arizona. Don't come to Arizona, kid.
Oh shit, Kate, I'm big ass out there.
Don't come out here.
I don't
want to
be kicked. That don't sound like it feels good. Like,
you don't kick you in your ass, nigga.
Yeah,
hey, y'all
have a good one.
You too, baby.
All right, bye.
All right, chopper, everybody did that night get through. Matter of fact, I want this next caller just to say hello, chopper. Just say hello for a quick second. It is going to cut us off in the midst of you saying hello. But say hello, and if you do cut us off, ladies, we're going to have a part three. There's no need to have no nothing. We're going to have a part three. Me and Chopper want to wrap it up tonight. We're going to talk about it. But this 601 talk, because I know that you want to say something. You want to say hi to her. So 601, Say hi until it cut us off, girl. Say hi.
Hello? Hello? Hello?
Hello?
How are you? Hello?
Okay, they're not saying that. It's another one to push. Say hello, 661-941 before it cuts off. Chopper, tell them how to get in contact with you, but first, before we let the person say hi to you.
Y'all can hit me. Y'all can't add me. I'm at capacity on Facebook, but it's Chopper Locker. Instagram me, it's Chopper Locker, or Chopper _ District Heat. I get all y'all messages. Just hit a nigga up.
All right, 661-941 is going to take us out. Ladies, it may hang up on us, but we want to be fair. So 661-941, say hello.
Hi, Chopper.
Hi, honey. How are you?
I'm fine.
What's happening? Hello? You there? Hello?
I think she hung up.
Okay. Hi, whoever that was.
Yeah, they hung up. Let's try 601 one more time. 601, 608, say hello to Chopper.
Hi, Chopper.
Hi, sweetheart. How are you?
I'm good.
You're smiling over there, I see.
Yep. Hi, Casey.
It was good.
But, Chopper, I just recently started watching y'all, and I want to say I love the show, and I like your character, but I don't like your character how they were shooting at my aunt, Allie. Oh, man. But I like your rapping, like when you was rapping, I liked it.
Thank you. I definitely appreciate it. You got to stay tuned because I believe episode 7 is coming out within a week.
Yeah, I thought y'all had, like, was already finished and whatever, but I was like, I'm so ready for it. But how did any part 6? I was like, really?
You know, we got to throw salt in the game. Hey, y'all on the edge of y'all seats, man.
I see that. I'm like, really? Y'all grown feet.
Make sure you hit District Heat on Facebook and Instagram and tell them that you know the world because I ain't ended it. They definitely love to hear y'all feedback.
Yeah, but I like it, though. But, yeah, I like it. I got into it. I took the holidays to watch it. I was like, I do not want to be the third.
That's what's happening. I definitely, definitely appreciate it all day, mama.
You're welcome. And I also want to say I think you're cute.
Oh, that's what's up. Make sure you hit me up so I absolutely know who I'm talking to.
Okay. Well, I think I tried to add you as a friend on Facebook, I think.
Facebook is a negative. I am over capacity on Facebook. But hit me on either one of my Instagram pages, either Chopper _ District Heat or it's Chopper Locker. I answer everything. If you follow me, I'll follow you back so you can DM me.
Okay.
All right, baby.
All right.
All right, Chopper, Chopper. It was good talking to you, baby. Look in the inbox. Let's have a part 3. Definitely, we got out of part 3, man, because this is awesome. Like,
I definitely appreciate it. I actually feel very honored and humbled because I am making history because we have all of these fucking parts coming on.
Exactly, man. Like, we might got to do so. We might gotta add another night on the sum. You know, give it a chopper night. Chopper come on here and talk their fed. We cut up and talk about crazy dumb stuff. You know what I'm saying? I'm bad with it.
I'm with it. You know my number. Just hit me up and let me know and we make it happen because my inbox is ringing off the chain. The phone's ringing off the chain. Your inboxes.
Exactly.
I really appreciate the love that I'm receiving from the LGBT. Because, hell, they don't show unity to no damn body out here.
Exactly.
So I definitely appreciate the movement that goes to show that the Chopper Locker movement is a huge movement nationwide.
Yes, yes, yes. And now, like I told you, I've been told you, I support you, you know. Team Chopper all day. You already know anything you need from KC. Hit me up. Anything.
That's what's happening. Well,
anything you need to be molded, anyway. Inbox it to me, a flyer, whatever, your music links, just inbox it to me. I would get it out there. Because like your other supporter said, man, I promote real. You know what I'm saying? So if you real and I know you out there trying to make a difference in our community and not just trying to be selfish, man, I support you straight up.
Oh, before we get offline, please, shout out to my brother, Ali.
Yep.
If y'all want to follow him, go to Instagram to Ali_DistrictHeat and support the Team Ali and Team Chopper movement, baby.
Yeah, I can't
and
wait.
And shout out to the rest of the District Heat team. Especially Willow and Tinker and Chris and Troy Wallace, Taylor. Yes, all y'all.
Yes, we have a part three for District Heat, too. That was awesome. But yeah, definitely, Chopper, thank you for tuning in. I don't want this thing to cut us off because she beeping at me. And definitely everybody that tuned in to She's On Radio, thank you. If you do not know, you can catch Chopper Locker in Richmond, Virginia, August 16th, www.shepride.eventbrite.com. Chopper, what I want you to do for me right quick, right, because these ladies are going crazy, right? Because next time we're going to be a little more prepared with the music, right? But go ahead and spit something to close out the show.
One of the hates you for all of the days you were ungrateful for all of the things I gave you, wanting to make you smile. In the house raising your style like you was out playing me foul. Seems like a waste now. I watched this break down from a mountain to a hill. Don't know how it should feel. Got me thinking now, was it real? Or was it like a counterfeit bill? Thinking now, was it worthless? Was I a clown in the circus? But I knew I wasn't perfect. But everybody had a bad day before in the same respect. Yo, I got to respect yours. How could I blame you when I did the same too? I ain't going to name the chick, but I wanted you to feel the pain too. And it was war and I was aiming at you. Hey, lucky that. Instead of busting the gap, but we ain't touching that.
They ain't ready, Chop. They ain't ready. That's a real flow right there. You heard me? That's that ghost right stuff right there, boy. I ain't ready for that.
Much love to everybody, man. Jordan, I do be listening. So y'all can still shout me out if I'm listening to the show.
You heard that? I don't think they heard you, man. One more time before you go, tell them everything, YouTube, all that, man. Let them know how they can get in contact with you so they can definitely, so those who do not know who you are can get to know who you are.
I am actually one of few artists that you can actually Google. If you don't know how to reach me, go on Google. Type in the name Chopper Locker. It'll pull up everything that I'm involved with, Reverb Nation, SoundCloud, YouTube, Instagrams, that I have a lot of Instagrams, Facebook. Half of the pages are mine, so the real one is the real Chopper Locker, the one that is at capacity, but you can still message me. I do get them. If you really need to get in touch with me, my booking information is on there for my manager with Onyx Entertainment, which is the owner. So, I mean, if you really need to reach me, just Google.
All right. Thank you, Chopper, 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 for coming in to She's On Radio. Thank everybody for tuning in tonight. We're definitely about to dip. Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, all that, all of the social networks, /KCT, She's On The Way It Sounds, just like that. You can find me anything about She Press, She's On TV. Oh, we got to talk about that too, Chopper.
Okay.
And, so. Y'all ladies have a good night. And here go this gay-ass music, and I'll talk to y'all tomorrow.
All right. Peace. Hit me up, bro. All
right, man. Thank you.
Oh, no problem.
Cloudy skies and rain clouds have come to stay.
Love y'all. Good night.